your best to the others. A terrific maiden, that one, recently.
And the full numbers, Gary, for you?
11, 4, 9 and 2.
11, 4, 9 and 2. Race 6, another one for Chris Lees and Andrew Gibbons. Lucky Mission number 10, 2.40 into 2.30 this morning. 3, Monsieur Bro at $5. And California Laystar number 6 at $6. It's been this morning, Gary, 8 into 6 for Snowden's California Laystar.
Lucky Mission will love the Newcastle track. He's been heavily back to where he went up yesterday at $3.30. He had two runs at Gosford, and both times he didn't like the home turn at Gosford. He wasn't comfortable there. He's crying out for a big track. And this is only his third race start. He was placed both times at Gosford with favourite. He comes off a terrific trial win at Wyong. On the big track here, owned by the Wanlesses. Chris has put a nose roll and a tongue tie. He's took the tongue tie off today, put the nose roll on, Gibbo rides him. You watch him get to the line. He's very, very strong. I think he'll win. Number 3, Monsieur Bronx. Terrific trial for Gay and Adrian. Won by 5.5 lengths of that trial at Warwick Farm. And again this Saturday, Andrew, Tegan Harrison is riding. She's here today. I know they didn't race in Britain last week when she rode at Kembla, but she rode at Bathurst the other day. And Tegan's riding a couple of good chances for Gay today, and this is one of them. One Fabricator's got a hope. First up, good form last time in. Number 8, Groovester for Kim Moore. 10, 3, 1 and 8.
Race number 7, Mo the Great, 1 for Kim. Number 3 at 3.40. 10, Hermosa Reward at 3.40 as well. So they're joint favourites, the 3 and the 10. And the Iron Maiden, number 7, next best at $5.
Beautifully weighted, Hermosa Reward, with the 3 kilos off the Louise Day. We'll only have 51 and a half. Barrier 2 doesn't know how to run a bad race. Had a bit of a freshen up. Its last run, Andrew, was at Newcastle September 29. It was at, you know, nearly about five weeks off. But Chris has kept it up to the mark with a quiet trial recently at Wyong. Head on top, number 3, May the Great, a terrific champ. Can improve on its recent form. 7, the Iron Maiden, always a knockout chance at 6 L's in. 10-3-7-6.
And the last at Newcastle, we've got Godolphin, number 8, Restrained at $2.15, ahead of Star A Day, number 3, at $5.
Not much between them. I went the other way, Star A Day. Won 2 out of 3 last time in. Wyong and Gosford. First up after a good trial behind stablemate Oxford Magic. Got a lovely barrier, Grant Buckley to ride. I think it'll be very hard to beat. Number 8, Restrained, looked very good at winning on debut here the other day. Went heavily back. 7, Radical Impact, a professional place getter. And 4, Ghibli, going well over the 900. Let's see if it can run 1,200. 3, 8, 7 and 4.
You were keen about race 2 today.
Keller. Keller make race 2. And if I had to make another one, it'd be Lucky Mission. I think in about race number 6. As Andrew, there's about 1,000 people booked in the function rooms here today. Victoria Derby Day is one of the biggest race meetings there in Newcastle of the year. It would be one of the top half dozen, and they usually get a very big crowd. Track's magnificent. A bit warm, but you do expect that. We're getting close to summer.
Yeah, for sure. First at 12:25, we'll get your late mail on air right through the day. Thanks a lot, Gaz.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Newcastle today. A break, and then Paul Joyce will be joining us. We'll also get an update on weather around Sydney and Melbourne.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's a good time to take 5. Right now, participating Ford dealers get 5 years warranty plus up to 5 years free scheduled servicing on any upgraded Escape. See Ford.com.au for terms. At Glendenning, Richmond Road, the on-ramp to the M7, someone's lost a load of turf and southbound traffic is trying to dodge around that. At Kingsgrove, a two-car accident. M5 East at Kingsgrove Road, outbound traffic is being impeded there. No dramas around the airport at this stage, with Marsh Street and Airport Drive giving you a good run into International. Time's running out to save in Stockland's massive spring sale. sale. Save $15,000 off all lots at Alara, Willowdale and Altrove. T's and C's apply. See stockland.com.au. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Urabee Stud presents world champion Warrawee Needy. Retired equal fastest horse in the history of harness racing. 146.4. Fastest two-year-old in Ontario Sire Stakes history. Winner of more than 29 races and $1.25 million. He was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy. Book now. Urabee.com.au.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Whoever you're backing at Rosehill Gardens, Tab's got you covered with a $100,000 projected Big Six pool. That's right, $100,000 at Rosehill Gardens this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the Tab app. With more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing this spring carnival? Tab. Download the app and visit your local. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Leave the everyday behind for the Melbourne Cup Carnival. It's the one week of the year when the world can wait. Get your tickets at Ticketek.
Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ. The best start to your Melbourne Cup.
Today, the best start to Derby Day is what's happening with the weather. Back in Sydney at Rose Hill, let's get the latest here at Flemington. It's a bit of overcast, but I can see a bit more blue sky. There's no better man to update. Tim Bailey from Channel 10, come on down.
Oh, we love his knowledge immensely. Good morning, Andrew Bensley, you lucky duck. I'd give anything to be in your shoes today at fabulous Flemington. It's not just any old ordinary Saturday morning, Andrew. It just happens to be day one of the 2018 Melbourne Cup Carnival. Gives you a tingle just thinking about it. It just happens to be Derby Day, Benz. It just happens to be a day of racing that we've celebrated and appreciated since 1855. You were just a boy, Benz. You were just a boy, weren't you?
I was a little dot into the future. I tell you something here. We've had beautiful clear skies early when I got here about 6. Then we got cloud. Now it's sort of becoming clear. I don't think there's any rain in it, though, Tim.
Now, all eyes on the skies of famous, fabulous Flemington, and I think we'll race under cloud today, mainly, Benz, an overcast offering, a few peak of blue sky windows with a slight chance of a shower. I reckon we'll get away without them, mate. A coolish afternoon, though, with tops of just 19 degrees, winds west-southwest at 30 kilometres an hour. It's the purest day, isn't it, Andrew? Group racing at its finest. And the launching pad towards that first Tuesday in November and a cup that stops the nation. It's here at last, mate. Derby Day. What a beauty. The entire card, a class affair. 9 group races. 4 group ones. The track a good 4. The rail in its true position. And history about to be written. Now, listen, Ben. You've been all ears, all week. What's that racing radar of yours telling you? What are your founders for Derby Day, mate?
Well, I'm going to back From Within in the last, race 9, number 7. It's hard to string wins together. She's already won 4, but I think she's off her gallop on Tuesday at Sandown. I want to be with her. That's race 9, number 7. And the other one that I'll mention, give it a plug, is Jameer in the Lexus. I think it makes the Melbourne Cup, race 4, number 10.
Oh, let's hope so, mate. Hey, now, Bailey's Best, Timmy's Tips, the weatherman's wager. We missed out last week, but we've been going okay. Very, very keen on Osborne Bulls in race 3, the TAB Stakes, Ben. Coming off that brilliant third in the Everest, he has an outstanding 1,200-metre record. 7 starts, 5 wins, 2 thirds. Osborne Bulls, race 3, Melbourne. Now, Sydney today, another cracking, shiny blue sky up here, mate. Rose Hill, warm and in form. Tips, The heat wave rolls into day two in Sydney's west. 36 degrees, if you don't mind, with that hairdryer northwester. The weather wager in Sydney, we wait until race eight, and we go wider than Dust First Tie. We go wider than Munsey Pants. Rose Hill race eight, horse nine, Lord Von Costa, a juicy 20-1, Andrew. The weatherman's gone mad. Each way, Lord Von Costa. But it's Melbourne's day today, isn't it? Derby day, the start of the best week in Australian sport. Nine group races, four group ones. A slice of heaven, Ben, a little slice of heaven.
It is for sure, Tim. Hey, mate, we might even have a chat on Melbourne Cup morning after nine. We'll see how we rally up there, mate, but have a ripper today.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Love talking to you. Enjoy Famous Flemington. Good luck, everybody. It's one of the great days in Australian racing.
It is. Tim Bailey there from Channel 10 with all the weather reports for us. Andrew Hurley is joining us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, mate.
Very good morning to you, Andrew, and all our listeners. Yeah, what an exciting day. But the money's the same, no matter where you back a winner, including Rose Hill today.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to do that with Paul Joyce. He's out at Rose Hill already. As I come to you, Paul, I say good morning and also give us your thoughts on the first.
First race today is for the two-year-olds over 1,100. Look, the speed in the race probably comes from time to rain. I can't see anything really matching motors with him up front. But in saying that, I'm going to tip 3 Jonah, 3, 1, 2 and 4. I just think he's the value play of the race, the first starter. For the Snowdens, really liked his last trial at Randwick, showed a good turn of foot to win that trial. He had a bit up the sleeve. He's drawn barrier one. He'll get the right smother. And he's just the right odds to tempt me here. Overloading up on the very short price, number one, Time to Rain, which is clearly the horse to beat. Did everything right on debut, had a good gap on his rivals there, and that was quite a strong lineup. I think he'll take a lot of catching today, but whether you want to unload the majority of your bank on a horse that short, only having its second start, it's not the way I like to play. Number two, Espanola, he could sneak into third, a solid win at Bendigo last start, although it was a blanket finish. And number four, Absolute Control, has the blinkers going on first time at his second start, but needs to make up 5 lengths on Time to Rain from when they clashed in the Kirkham. But for me, something on Jonah to win the first.
Okay, so 3, 1, 2 and 4. What about the market at this stage? What price Time to Rain hurls?
Yeah, 145, Andrew. That's what it opened up this morning. There's been no change in this market, so I'll just give you the market in full. 145, Time to Rain. Espanola, $10. Joyce's tip there, Jonah, it's at $4.20. $18, Absolute Control. Head on at $9 and $41 for Oh So Hot.
All right, so that wraps up the first. What about the market? Much change in race two?
Yeah, the favourite here is at 260, but opened up at 250 this morning. I refer to Brazilica. Ronstar's a $6 chance, no change. The Tenor, $4.20 into $4. And now Rohirrim opened at 3. It's out 10 cents to 3.10. 18 to 16, Shimino. And as I said, the favourite, 250 to 260.
Righto, Paul, how do you see this small field, race two?
Race two, the speed map. Ronstar will come across, the Tenor will kick up, and they're probably the two that will sort it out up front. Then you've got the likes of Rahir and Brazilica, the two favoured runners, just tucking in behind them to get the trail. So it's a small field, but a tactical little race. I'm going 5, 3, 1 and 2. I think Brazilica's the horse to beat. She was heavily backed on debut on the Kenzo. She got the job done there over 1,100. That was on the back of some really sharp trial form, Chris Waller, Jason Collett combined. And I just think she's the way to play it, but only just because number three, Rohirrim, is also loaded with talent from what I've seen of the trials with him. He struck the heavy 10 track on debut, so obviously he didn't look as good as he did at the trials, but he still got the job done. He was in the red favourite, and look, he comes here today back on top of the ground, and he's got a turn of foot. So these two could really race away from the rest here. Number one, Ronstar, making the speed and trying to fight on, but I don't know if he can spot this much weight to these up-and-comers. And number two, the Tenor, backing up off a couple of soft-track runs, getting back on top of the ground will suit. But similar story with him. He's giving weight to these real up-and-coming gallopers. So I'm going 5, 3, 1 and 2 in the second.
All right, we move to this week's Tab Highway Hurls. This is the third. It's a three-year-old and up class three over the 1,200. What's happening in the market?
Yeah, we've got dual favourites here in Handle the Truth and Chewbacca. They're both at 340. What about the naming of the Handle the Truth, Andrew? It's by Star Witness out of Assertively. Very clever there. Obviously,
you can't handle the truth.
That's the one. Well, great scenes. Opened up at 340 this morning. Bottomed out at 330. It's back to 340. 8-9 for I Am Capitan. Bella Amante, 10-11. 350 into 340 for Chewbacca. 15-17, Majestic Padrill. Bank of Erin, 8-9. And that's pretty much got you covered there for race number three, the Tab Highway.
Okay. Paul Buddy Honest was one of the leaders. Take us through your thoughts in the third.
The Highway, the speed now looks to be only with number seven, Rock the World, with the scratchings this morning, in particular Buddy Honest coming out. So I think I've gone 1, 4, 6, and 7, Handle the Truth on top. Now, I can't wait to see him back on top of the ground today. He's been racing well on the heavy and soft tracks his past two starts, including a Highway win here at Rose Hill on a heavy eight. But I go back to his Goulburn Class 1 win on a genuine good track with Nick Haywood in the saddle back on the 3rd of August. That was first up this prep, and he absolutely destroyed them late there. So with that turn of foot on top of the ground here today, I think he'll be too good, and I like getting Nick Haywood back in the saddle. But number 4, Chewbacca, is the X-Factor horse for Danny Williams. He bolted in his benchmark 58 on the Goulburn track on a good 3, and then he just didn't fire in the country championships. Wasn't beaten far behind Kopi Luwak, but didn't fire. He's had a long break. He's back here today. No trial, but obviously some jump outs, and he'll be wound up ready to go for sure. Number 6 goes in for 3rd, Bank of Erin. Look, she's had 6 starts for 2 wins, 4 placings. She's very hard to leave out of your numbers. And number 7, Rock the World. She could be the value runner now. She's got 3 ones next to her name. She's the only leader here. Jay Ford may be able to get away with some cheap sections. And under that scenario, she'll obviously take a fair bit of catching. But I think Handle the Truth can keep up close enough to them in the run to get home over top. 1, 4, 6, and 7 in the Highway.
1, 4, 6, and 7 there. We move to race 4. And Andrew, this is the first leg of the Big Six where there's a jackpot expected today at Rose Hill.
Yeah, we've got a couple of scratchings here, Andrew. Sense of Occasion, 5x5, the deductions, and Black on Gold, 13x11. So they're fairly significant. Red Excitement, 370 to 390. 330 to 340 for Mask of Time. The Lord Mayor, 3 to 290. 16 to 18 Embley, and 460 to 440 Naval Warfare. So we've only got one runner in double figures, and there's not much separating the remainder in the market.
So, Paul, how do you see it then? Sense of Occasion comes out Black of Gold, only a field of 5.
Speed Map in the 4th. Look, I think Mask of Time will lead them, but Embley's got the blinkers back on again today, and he likes to find the front. So those two will have to sort themselves out early with the Lord Mayor and Red Excitement probably taking the trail. I've gone 2, 5, 3, 7. Happy to go with the old boy, Red Excitement. He likes Rose Hill where he's trained. He's definitely better on top of the ground. 12 of his 13 wins have come on good tracks. And he's coming through the best form races. Second in the Cameron Handicap behind New Tipper Rare. He's very good, a Group 3 race. But then midfield in the Epsom Handicap behind Hartnell, D'Argento, Unforgotten and co. That, to me, reads the best form. He's got a second to Winks at Wait for Age under his belt. And I just think he's going to run a big race here. He's been freshened. He's trialled really well. And I like him here to knock over the 5, the Lord Mayor, who's back from Melbourne. 2 runs down there. Was outclassed in the Herbert Power. Much better last start in an open handicap. He's the testing material. Number 3, Mask of Time. Well, you've just balked when you read his good track stats. 13 starts on good for only 1 placing. On the soft, he's had 5 starts for 3 wins and 2 placings. So the firm track today is just the big stopper with Mask of Time, even though his last run Group 3 winner suggests he probably wins the race. And then I go to number 7, Naval Warfare, sneaking in for 4th. But I'm happy to back the old boy Red Excitement on his home track. I think he'll give you a great run for your money.
5, 3, and 7 for Paul in race 4. And as I say, that Big Six pool projected to get to around $100,000 at Rose Hill. And don't forget, we mentioned there with Tim that it's going to be quite warm and already very warm around Sydney. The facilities there at Rose Hill are first class. There's plenty of room inside upstairs for you to enjoy all the racing. And there's nothing like being at a race meeting, even if it's not the big group day like Flemington, but just to be there to watch them and hear that roar with each of those races at Rosehill today. Andrew, race five, a couple of scratchings this morning, the one and the four.
Yeah, Dukan and also Namiya come out. Deductions there, 13 by 11 for Dukan and Namiya, 3 by 3. Social Element's been a drifter this morning, 370 out to 420. Cosmologist also out from 440 to 480. Favourite is Raquik. It's 290 into 250. 350 to 320 for Tamarack. And Captain Retz, your outsider, 18 to 23.
Okay, race five, again a small field, Paul.
Speed map here in the fifth. Social Element now finds the front. Cosmologist, the other one that may challenge. But I think Social Element will be stamped to find a lead and roll along and try and make the others get out of their comfort zone at some stage. I've put him on top, 2.653. His last run in the Tats Cup behind Exoteric was very brave. And then he's running the Port Macquarie Cup also behind Exoteric was very good. So he's here right at his top now. Hasn't won for over a year. That's the concern with him. But if he gets those favours out in front, back on top of the ground, he's going to be hard to catch. I think number six, Tamarack, will do the chasing. The last start winner at the midweeks. That was on a soft track, but he loves the 2400. Barrier one, no weight. He's a definite danger. As is the five, Raquik. Hasn't won for a while now, but thereabouts every time he goes around. And he also maps well here for Jay Ford. And the three, Cosmologist. He's won 6 of 13. That's a great strike rate for any middle distance staying type. Whether or not he sees out a strong 2400, I suppose that's the query still with him. But Social Element, we know he'll run the trip, and I've got him on top. 2, 6, 5, and 3 in race five.
Righto. First leg of the quaddy out at Rose Hill. Kanachi came out this morning, number two. What's happening in the market, Hills?
Yeah, now also please note, races 6 to 9 at Rose Hill this afternoon. If your horse runs second or third and you place a win bet, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. Now, must say again, Andrew, this is for tab account customer holders only. So if you're not a tab account customer, best you do so. Give 1-333-90 and you'll get an account open in a couple of minutes. All right, number one, it's Careless Choice, 10 to 11. 480 into $4 for Murraheeb. Mapmaker is 950 out to 11. Your favourite is Schubert, 350 to 360. Charmers, 9 to 11. Copite is 14 out to 17. Monsieur Sisu, 16 to 19. 950 to 11 for Organza. Volpe, a $12 chance after opening up at 10. 21 to 26 for Disgraceful. Now, down the bottom there, Sostenido opened at 17 and got out to 18. It's now into $12. Been firming all morning.
Okay, Kanachi scratching changed this speed map a little bit.
Yeah, speed map in race six. It looks as though Mapmaker will go forward, but Copite, I think, will cross and lead. Murraheeb looks to lob into a gun-trailing position, and that's pretty much the speed in the race. Disgraceful down the bottom there. Not sure what they do with him. Perhaps they go forward. I've gone 3, 8, 4, and 5. Murraheeb on top, number three. Just gets this gun run here. 8 of his 18 career starts have been in stakes company. He's got a Group 3 placing behind Merchant Navy under his belt. And as you heard Duff say before, when Melbourne horses come to Sydney, you seem to get inflated prices. And that looks the case with this horse, Murraheeb. He's got the form to win the race, yet you can still get on him and make a bit of money. The 8, Monsieur Sisu, I've marked him as the danger, even though he's big odds. I love the way he's been trialling. He's the most lightly raced runner in the field. Showed plenty of ability last prep. It's just tricky where you map him here. Do they roll the dice and go forward, risk getting caught wide, or do they go back and perhaps miss the boat running on late? Either way, I think he can run a decent race if he gets a few breaks at good odds. The 4, Mapmaker, just a Rosehill specialist. 9 starts here, been in the money on 8 occasions, especially on good tracks from a soft draw. You've got to mark him somewhere in the numbers. And number 5, Schubert. Look, the market may have overreacted to him this prep. He's had the 2 runs back. He was a good thing beaten first up on a good track. And then he just struggled on that deteriorating Kenzo track last time. So obviously back on good is the big tick for him. But he needs to step up and do it today to mark that price as accurate. I'm happy to go with the better odds around number 3, Murraheeb. 3, 8, 4 and 5.
the seventh race today at Rose Hill over the 1200. This market changed a little bit this morning with Test the World coming out.
Yeah, deduction there, just the win, 15 cents. Alma Lambo, 6 cents, and 2 cents for Astrome. All right, your favourite here, Dawn Dawn at 250. Been really interesting. Well, actually, it's dual favourite. I know you had Simon Denopoulos on yesterday and also Brad Davidson. One of them was in News Fans camp, and the other, Dawn Dawn. 225 to 250 for News Fans. Star Reflections, 950 out to 10. 550 to 6 for Hysterical. Dawn Dawn, 290 into 250. Leave Me Astray, 15 to 16 and 15 to 17 for Extreme Bliss. But, yeah, punters are either in the News Fan or Dawn Dawn camp here for this race.
Take us through the speed map in this one, Paul, with Test the World coming out with a few others this morning.
The map here obviously has changed a lot. I heard the boys talk about it this morning. Number 6, Hysterical. Now she gets a picnic in front, which was never going to be the case with Test the World, now Malambo in the field. So she leads. But I don't think the others are going to have to get too far back because it's only a small field now. So I'm sticking 8, 3, 6 and 4. 8 on top, Dawn Dawn. She's one that can definitely settle a lot closer than she did first up in that Northwood Plume where she drew 15 of 16. She got a long way back. She zoomed home. It was a real eye catcher, obviously, in group company. And now she drops back to a benchmark 88. She's only got the 53.5 kilos and she's better odds than number 3 News Fan. So I'm putting her on top. News Fan's a big threat, though. Any horse that's had 6 starts and yet to miss a Quinella is a very consistent performer. She's reliable. She's good first up, trialling like a bomb. So no doubt she'll run a big race. Whether she can give 2.5 kilos to Dawn Dawn, look, I don't know. I think the market may have them the wrong way round. So I'm confident to go with Dawn Dawn, but only the two of them in the quaddie. Number 6, Hysterical. Well, now she gets the soft lead. She'll obviously take some catching, but she generally needs that first up run, as does number 4, Star Reflection, who's also been trialling really well, but her second up stats suggest you just hold back one run for her. So the two horse race on paper, I'm going with 8, Dawn Dawn, 8, 3, 6 and 4.
The second last at Rose Hill today, the Bradford Black Handicap. The 4 scratchings here, 2, 3, and then the 11 and 12 hurls.
Yeah, deductions there. The most significant being Isurian, 13 by 11. In fact, no other deductions for the other runners. Royal Tudor, 13 to 14, opened up at 17. I saw a bit of about $1,000 pretty early on Wednesday afternoon on Royal Tudor. $5.50 to $5 for Maximus. Passage of Time, 12 to 13. Drachenfels, $10, no change. $9 to $9.50 for Piracy. We've got Star of Monsoon, $5, no change. 19 to 21, a Lord Von Costa and Cradle Mountain. Interesting, it's just got out from 225 to 240, but it's been really popular all week.
And we lost a couple of our leaders this morning.
Speed map here, again, it's changed so much with the scratchings. Claire Cunningham and the team would have been giggling when they were doing the scratchings this morning. All of those on-pace runners that drew wide have come out, and it leaves Cradle Mountain now controlling the tempo out in front, and I struggle to see anything that's going to put the pressure on Star of Monsoon, perhaps. But if they do that with Star of Monsoon, perhaps they're ruining their own chance. So Cradle Mountain to get a soft lead is not ideal, because I was tipping a roughie here, number 1 Royal Tudor, 1, 10, 4 and 9. I thought he'd just get the little soft run in behind the speed here, and he still will. He's got a lovely barrier. He's good first up. He was a certainty beaten first up last prep over 1,000 metres. And he's trialled well up at Newcastle, and he loves Rose Hill. So he's going to run a big race. Whether or not he's able to knock over Cradle Mountain is a big question mark for him. But when you look through his form, note that 10 of his career starts have been in stakes grade. He's never run a place. So if you can take them off his list today in a benchmark 88, his stats look sensational for this. So he's still a value runner, number 1 Royal Tudor. But the 10 Cradle Mountain, all of a sudden now, the market, which had him pegged as the winner all the way along, he really does look to get all the favours up on speed. And look, there's no reason he won't win. From what I saw last prep, he's the most exciting galloper in this field. I think he'll make it to much better races, and that pressure coming out of the race really plays into his hands. Other chances, number 4 Maximus, back on top of the ground will definitely suit him. All 5 career wins have come on good tracks. And number 9, Lord Von Costa. I thought he was an interesting one if you are playing first fours. That last start 6th in a listed race at Caulfield behind Brave Song and Addictive Nature, he should have finished a lot closer to them. He was cut out there mid-straight, and Blake McDougall's come up for the ride. So just keep him safe if you're playing the wider multis. 1, 10, 4 and 9 in race 8.
And Andrew, take us through the market here for the last at Rose Hill.
Yeah, last gets underway at 5:40 this afternoon, and I can tell you Fierce Impact's been really well backed since betting opened. It's a $3.30 chance. Just the main ones in commission here, Andrew. Don't Give a Damn, number two, speed $4.60 to $5. We go down to Mahalanga. It is $3.30 out to $3.80, so just 50 cents. $3.50 into $3.30, Fierce Impact. Opened as much as $4.60. $5 to $4.80 for Manhattan Miss. That's pretty much where all the activity is for the last.
Yeah, we chatted about it earlier. We thought that Fierce Impact might start the favourite here. That market just altering now with 8 the favourite. Paul, give us your thoughts here in the last.
The speed map in the last. Look, Don't Give a Damn looks to take it up now and lead, which is no doubt why Danny Williams opted to come here for this race. Mahalanga perhaps strolls forward from a wide gate. And that's about it for the speed horses. The rest of it sort of come out. Manhattan Miss not far away, and maybe Fierce Impact a bit closer, listening to Matty Smith this morning. I've gone 8, 9, 7 and 2, Fierce Impact on top. I'm following the lead with the boys earlier in the day. Group 1 form, Toorak handicap, only beaten 5 and 3 quarters by Land of Plenty, Hartnell, Siege of Quebec. That's got to be the right form for this race. And if you can just keep in touch with them, I think you'll...